Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a blue belt full of curiosity and questions about all the things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu brown belt, still obsessed with jujitsu.
Welcome, friends. And if you're new to the podcast, we have a little starter pack for you. I've got a link to it in the show notes. Just click the link. I think it says start here. Very creative in how we name things.
I mean, it's obvious. That's what it is. It helps them. You don't have to like decipher it or decode it. You're like, oh, okay, start here.
Yeah. We're presenting information very clearly because yes. Jiu-jitsu is confusing enough. It's the end of 2021, the time when we start looking back on what happened this year and looking forward to what we want to do in 2022. At least that's normally how I function. How about you?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Honestly, typically I'm kind of like doing the goal setting and looking ahead a little earlier in the year. Even like my buying a new calendar. I usually have a new calendar in like September or October. I just bought a new calendar 2 days ago.
That kind of surprises me from you.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been a different world this year. So I'm a little behind in what planning for next year looks like, but I'm getting there.
Would you be surprised if I told you I have not yet bought a 2022 calendar?
A little, but you do have the like whiteboard, so you could at least write some stuff on there, right?
This is true. And I do have my giant calendar that I can just renumber. I was looking at that the other day. I'm like, okay, so basically I'm ahead of the game now.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for turning that around. Look at that coaching.
It's funny when I'm going to start like cleaning or organizing or anything like that. The first thing I do is my calendar. If I have like a calendar on the board or whatever, like it's the first thing I want to do. I want to like look ahead at what the calendar looks like. And then I can start, even if it's laundry or dishes, I just want to see what's on the calendar first. And then I'm ready to go.
Oh, I love it. Well, even when I was thinking about, you know, what should we name this episode and how should we structure it and blah, 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 because I did actually do some planning for this episode. I was like, I don't know that I want to call it goals because I don't feel like I always do very well with goals. But if I can call it my 2022 game plan, I feel much better about that. I feel like then I have some wiggle room and it's a little more adaptable to whatever's actually happening in my world. That's what I'm going with. It's my 2022 game plan.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I'm going to write that at the top of mine. I like that. That's great.
I like to start with a little review. And in my homework and preparation this morning, I went back and listened to some of the episode that we did about goals. I think it was either this time last year or we released it in January. I don't remember. So here's your 2021 in review, AJ. And I want to see what actually happened.
Okay.
So you said that you wanted to frolic more.
Oh, I definitely did not do that. I definitely frolicked way less this year.
Why is that?
Well, my life was not what I thought it was necessarily going to be. If you're friends with me on Facebook, you probably know, or if you're in the role model group, I announced it there too. But I did leave my husband in June. And so, you know, going through a divorce and everything and all of the stuff that comes with that really meant that I didn't get to get out and play throughout the summer like I thought I would. There was just a lot more to deal with. So yeah, did not get to frolic near as much as I hoped I would.
You also had self-care. How was that with everything going on?
Yeah. I mean, in some ways I kind of did the ultimate self-care, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is probably, you know, deeper than I thought I would get today, but
yeah, I was not anticipating this.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like it's something that I, you know, we'll talk about more eventually, but, you know, it definitely wasn't anything I did lightly. It was something that I was very terrified to do, something that felt very selfish, that I was putting my own needs before everyone else's. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I also did a lot of therapy this year. I went off the BetterHelp app and got an in-person therapist, you know, did some marriage counseling as well. You know, I did a lot of therapy. I've actually gotten a second therapist right now. So I'm doing like two different types of therapy. So in those ways, I've really, really upped my self-care. I also had foot surgery. So that was big on self-care because it was like taking care of an injury that I'd had for a couple years. And they told me 2 years ago I needed surgery and I was just avoiding it. So, I mean, really, I think I killed the goal of self-care.
Oh, 100% you did. Yeah. You also had that you wanted to do worlds on that list, but you know, surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about this on the podcast before, but my original goal was do Masters Worlds, have the surgery after that. And then they came back and scheduled my surgery the day I was supposed to compete at Master Worlds. So I was like, okay, that's obviously not meant to be. And I'm glad just because it'll give me more time to heal up before we go to Costa Rica. So I'm glad I got it done when I did. But yeah, so I did not get to do Worlds.
I think you made the right choice.
Yes, yes.
For sure. On my list, I was not in like maybe the best space last year when we recorded that episode. Because you asked if I had a word or a theme for the year, and it was a cuss word, and I had to beep it out because I think I was just so frustrated from how the previous year had gone. So my big thing was really just recovering from shoulder surgery. Going to camp, though, was something that I was definitely looking forward to. I had it written on my calendar.
Yes.
And something that wasn't on, you know, the goal list for this year was I did get my blue belt. So that was pretty exciting. And, you know, looking back, I remember really kind of being on the fence at one point about even doing jiu-jitsu. And then I went to camp and just totally fell in love with it again. So, you know, here we are.
I love
still talking about jiu-jitsu.
Right? Yeah. And that's really one of my favorite parts about camp. I mean, the community is my absolute favorite part. But I think that that happens a lot. You know, people feel burnout or they feel like, do they really have a place in jiu-jitsu or is jiu-jitsu really for them? And then they come to role model camp and they do. They fall in love with it again. They fall in love with the community. That's one of my favorite parts.
Oh, I also had visiting more national parks was on the list. And we did make it to two. We went to the Everglades and we just this past month were in North Carolina at the Blue Ridge Parkway. So got a couple of stamps for the passport book.
Nice. Very nice.
So that's kind of how 2021 is shaken out. What are you thinking about for 2022? What's your game plan for that?
Yeah. Well, definitely like getting back to training. So I've been out now for about 6 weeks from the foot surgery. And I really wasn't training a ton. I mean, I was teaching and everything, but I wasn't getting to train a ton before that because my back was pretty bad. So I've been doing a lot to obviously heal the foot, but rehab my back as well. So just getting back to training, I'm super excited about. My goal is to roll on January 1st, even if they're just a couple light rounds to, you know, get back to it, start the year off right. I do want to get back to writing in a notebook again, which you and I have talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I've put my hands on like every piece of paper in my house and in my office and everything, and I cannot find my notebook. So I think it's time to...
It's time
to mourn its loss and move on. So yeah, I'm going to start a new notebook and get back to competing. I want to compete at Worlds. That is, again, my goal. I would love to say I'm going to do gi pans because I've done it the past couple of years, but I think the timing is going to be a little difficult for me. So I'd like to do no gi pans, maybe no gi Worlds. So yeah, I've got some competition goals, definitely do some opens and stuff like that again. Get back to doing instructionals. The last instructional that I did was at the very beginning of January when I got COVID. And I think that I didn't realize, you know, how bad my brain was. And like, I think it just broke me. I think trying to do that instructional, my brain was just not right. Yeah. And I really haven't done any instructional since. So that's something I definitely want to get back to. I'd like to also, you know, like attend more seminars and do more seminars as well, and get in some more cross training. So I've got some big training plans for the year.
Sounds like it. Do you have a theme or a word? Because I know last year it was unstoppable.
Yeah, which I think ended up being a great theme. And that was the role model camp theme as well last year. I've been thinking about it a lot and have not come to a word that resonates with me. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, it was rise. And maybe I'll do that one again. It might be a good one for me to revisit, because I think that was 2020 and that kind of, we know.
It doesn't
know.
Really count.
Yeah, exactly. It was very little of that year that was real.
You get a do-over.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not really sure. I've been thinking about it a lot and just haven't set on a word that really resonates yet. How about you? Have you picked a word for this year or a theme?
I don't know that it's a word as much as it's just a theme and something that I want to do. And I really just want to focus, because I feel like I have just been scattered and all over the place this past year. I mean, I did some really great things and it was exciting. And I feel like there was a lot of growth for me in jiu-jitsu and off the mat as well. But I really just kind of want to focus on a few small things and get really good at those things and not be so distracted all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big thing for me. And one of the other things I want to do is I do want to compete at Master Worlds this year. Like that's the big, you know, if I know that I'm working towards something and it's a big goal like that, then I feel like now I know what the end result is. And I'm not attached to like, I've got to go win or I've got a medal or anything like that, but just how can I show up in the best version of me that's possible? And just knowing that, I feel like now we can kind of work backwards from that and figure out, you know, what that game plan is to get me there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I love that. And I think, you know, like you said, it doesn't matter where you place or the medals or anything, but it's just the goal or, you know, the game plan to get there, like all of it that comes with it. So it's very exciting.
Well, and I've already decided I'm going to compete in the local tournament in January.
Yes.
So I feel like that's kind of the first, because I haven't competed in over a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. When was the last time you competed? Do you know?
It was right before, I think it might have been in Brownsburg. Because I know it was right before I went to Hawaii. So I think that was like January 2020.
Yeah.
January or February.
Yeah.
Dang. So it's been a while.
Yeah. So this is good. This will be a good one to get you back.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll see where I really need to work.
That's a great way to find out, too. Do you have any other like jiu-jitsu specific goals?
I think as far as jiu-jitsu goes, just really kind of now figuring out what my game is and trying to figure out how to play to my strengths rather than trying to do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I go to class, I'm like, this is awesome. This is my new favorite thing. And then it's great. It's cool to learn.
And then you forget. It's funny because that'll happen sometimes. I'll do something and be like, man, I haven't done that move in forever. And that used to be my favorite thing. Like, it's funny how you just kind of let stuff fall off. So that's good. Kind of like, again, focusing more on your jiu-jitsu. On your specific jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and just really kind of developing those things, just get good at a couple things. And I feel like if I have even just a couple things I'm good at, maybe I won't get quite so frustrated.
Yeah.
That's my big plan.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about outside of jiu-jitsu? Do you have specific game plan for that?
I definitely want to do more traveling. And, you know, more adventures to national parks. And so the big thing that I want to do is I love going to live music. I've never been to Red Rocks in Colorado. So Beth, my wife, and I decided we're going to go see Brandi Carlile at Red Rocks in September. So we booked the Airbnb. Do we have tickets yet? No, because they sold out in like 10 minutes. So if anyone is listening and you might be able to get us tickets for Saturday night of Brandi Carlile at Red Rocks in September, let me know. I figured I might as well just put it out there. Like we're going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to like sit outside and listen from the parking lot.
You know, whatever it takes. Yeah. Beth is just like, we're going. She's like, I booked the Airbnb, so we're going. Yeah. We'll figure it out. And I kind of feel like just having it on the calendar.
Yep.
Having committed to the place to stay, we are going to figure it out because it's on the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there might be like scalpers outside or something like that where you can get tickets. So yeah. I have faith you'll be able to see her.
I do too.
Couple other kind of jujitsu goals I have, but more from the like community standpoint. I obviously want to like grow our community, both for Beauty and the Gi and for Role Model and for the Academy. We're going to do that camp in Costa Rica. So I'm hoping that that's a huge success. I want to have 250 women at Role Model Camp again this year. That's what we hit last year. So that's the goal for this year too, even though we've actually moved to like a bigger, better place, but still 250. That's what I'm going for. And I really want to design more gear, both women's gear, you know, things that more women will want because there's, you know, kind of a lack in the market for cute women's gear, but also some nice co-ed gear. So that's something that I definitely want to do.
Oh, I'm all excited for that. Should I just give you all my money now?
Yeah.
Because you know that's what's going to happen.
I also want to get back to lifting. I have not done a good job lifting, depression and all. But and I know that like lifting can help with that for sure. But, you know, it's just been hard to get into it, to get back to it. And, you know, I say depression because there's definitely been some really hard things that have happened this year, but also some really good things. Like, I would definitely say that I'm very happy. I'm more comfortable in my own skin than I probably ever have been. But yeah, I would like to get back to lifting and just feeling better in that manner too.
Nice. That sounds like a solid plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the other thing that I need to figure out is nutrition and all of that stuff moving forward, not from like the diet and weight loss thing, but how am I going to fuel myself going back to being the best version of me that shows up?
Yeah. I like the idea of, you know, a lot of like nutritionists and stuff will talk more about like adding things rather than taking away. So, you know, rather than depriving yourself of your wife's amazing cookies, you just eat a handful of vegetables first, you know, like make sure like you're, or not necessarily first, but, you know, like make sure that you're like adding more good foods. Last night, I really wanted a piece of apple pie. Like that was what I was thinking, like when I got home from class, and then I ate dinner and I was so full after dinner, I didn't get apple pie. So, but it was all, you know, really healthy food and not that I was depriving myself. I was just full. And so I was like, well, the apple pie will be there tomorrow, I guess.
Something to look forward to.
I did have it for breakfast. What's the difference between apple pie for breakfast and pancakes?
I'm always going to go with the apple pie.
Yeah, it's got fruit in it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's better than a Pop-Tart.
Right? Exactly.
We are so healthy. Come to us for all of your diet and nutrition tips.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we bring Natalie Boss out.
Exactly.
Natalie is coming back to Role Model Camp for another breathing session.
Oh, good, because I loved that session.
Yeah, everybody that went really loved it. So yeah, we're definitely bringing her back this year. So if you hadn't heard that before, breaking news.
Fantastic. I love that. That's super exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything else we should know about Role Model Camp?
No, not yet.
Friends, I'm trying.
I know. I think we've already talked about, of course, Rachel is coming and teaching. Probably this will be her last camp that she teaches at. Obviously, like, she's always welcome to teach if she feels up to it. But she thinks that, you know, this will probably be the last one just based on how she's feeling. And We've also announced Claire North. So she'll be doing that as well. She'll be one of our instructors. And the third instructor has not been announced yet, but hopefully will be soon.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And if you're not already listening to the Role Model podcast, you need to subscribe to that as well.
Yeah. So Role Model Radio.
Guess what? We'll have a link to it in the show notes.
Fantastic. I also think that I might start another podcast in 2022.
Really?
Yeah. I've been thinking about it a lot. I think that I'm going to do more of a martial arts business podcast.
Ooh.
Isn't a good one. I keep trying to find one and I just can't find one. And I have a lot of experience coaching both martial arts school owners as well as just lots of business owners. And I don't know. I think that it would be a good help to the community.
Yeah. And I love that too, because that's kind of how this podcast started is, I mean, there were tons of jiu-jitsu podcasts. There were very few that were hosted by women.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if you can't find the thing that you want, then go out there and make it.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too. I think it'll be really good. And I think my thought process, it'll be that it's more for like school owners, but I think any business will be able to pick up tips from it, and especially just jiu-jitsu style businesses. So whether that's like gear or retreats or anything like that.
Cool. Stay tuned for that, friends.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's do some on and off the mat tips then and wrap this episode up. What do you have for on the mat? I have something.
Great. Thank goodness.
For me on the mat, I really want to, you know, going back to that idea of focus is just picking one thing that I really want to work on that's part of my game plan and making sure that I actually try that thing and not just trying all the things that we learned in class that day.
Good.
So staying consistent with what I'm actually working on to get better at it.
And off the mat, I'm going to steal from you and encourage people to have a 2022 game plan and share some of those things with us. So message us on Instagram at Beauty and the Geek Podcast or on Facebook with Beauty and the Geek Gang. And just let us know some of your game plan/goals for 2022.
I have a bonus off the mat because I prepared today.
Nice. What you got?
So there's a book, and I might have mentioned this before too, but it's called Atomic Habits by mm-hmm. James Clear. And I love it. It goes back to that whole idea of focus. And even if you can just get 1% better at something, that habit really, it's like compound interest over the course of time. And it really makes a huge difference in helping you get to your goal.
Very nice. I actually just bought that book. I haven't started reading it yet, but I did just buy it. So,
oh, I can't wait to hear what you think about it. We might just have to do an episode on that book.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'll encourage me to actually read it and finish it.
Okay, good. We're going to put that on our 2022 podcast planning calendar that
I like it.
Doesn't exist yet,
but
in my head it does.
That's right. Where else can they connect with you?
I am always hanging out on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen. If you're a professional, you can find me on LinkedIn at Jen Eads. I feel so grown up when I say that. Not really talking about jujitsu there, though.
Yeah. You know. Probably not. I am, though. Although I haven't been on LinkedIn in a million years. But yeah, I would talk about jujitsu there. You can find me at AJ Klingerman everywhere you go, except for TikTok and everywhere else where I'm also role model.
Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the mat. Beauty and the Gee is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling. Please visit the website at rolemodelswanted.com.